Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
We're back for a bonus with our special guest Shirley.
Hi.
We are Unholy Gossip Girls. I'm KC.
I'm Faye.
I'm Shirley.
And it is April 1st. Did you guys ever do like an April Fool's joke?
I wanted to so bad at work last year, and then I couldn't because I was remote. I'm going to do it this year. I'm going to do it today, you guys. I'm going to do it.
This is my last episode of the podcast.
What?
April Fool.
Oh, that was messed.
Surely. I have never successfully done any April Fool's jokes, but one of my old assistant manager at Subway, okay, she came to work, she was doing prep, she was slicing veggies, and she did this, like, blood-curdling scream, and I go to the back, and there's red shit everywhere. It's, like, all over the floor, all over the sink, all over her hand, and I thought she fucking sliced her finger off or something. There was so much red. And she was, like, so convinced. And it was just, like, red dye. And I was like, you bitch! And then I was like, hang on. Our franchisee's coming and you have to get him. He was so upset. So, I don't recommend April Fooling your boss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. But yeah, that's my April Fool's tangent.
I don't do anything for April Fool's because I have anxiety.
Yeah, I've never been an April Fool's person. What's your plan?
Okay, so we have a computer system that you input tickets in.
Okay.
Okay. So, the first... This is so stupid. I'm sorry I'm laughing because it's so stupid.
Okay.
It's the smallest thing ever, but I'm so excited.
Okay.
So, when you go to enter in a new entry, it shows, like, a default entry.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the location says anywhere, right?
Okay.
Because they're, like, saying this is where you put the address, anywhere it is.
Okay.
So I'm gonna put anywhere and everywhere. So when somebody goes to make a new entry, it's going to say anywhere and everywhere instead of just anywhere. So stupid.
Ambitious.
Wait, what did you say? I was laughing too hard.
Ambitious.
I'm just like... Okay, what if they find out it's me, and it's really stupid, it's not a big deal, but what if they get mad anyway?
Oh, yeah.
They're going to take away the bonus that they just gave me.
I don't think they can do that.
Yeah, I'm going to deposit. I need to deposit it now.
I think they...
They're going to rob you.
I think they literally can't do that once they give it to you.
Illegal.
Yeah.
But maybe they won't give me another one. It's so easy to fix, though. And you type over it, so screw it. I'm doing it! I couldn't do it last year. I'm doing it this year.
It's so tame. I don't think they'll care.
Like, maybe they'll just keep it.
Maybe, yeah. They're like, oh, that's cute. Somebody did that. And then you'll be in the corner like, April Fool's. Yep.
A long time ago at Sonic, they had these, like, where it looked like a spilled drink or whatever. It was, like, plastic.
Uh-huh.
You could, like, put it down somewhere. My brother had that. He was really little. He thought it was the funniest thing. He would prank everybody with it. We all knew, because, like, he's been doing it forever. And he'd put it down and be like, and we were all like, oh, no! He spilled! And then he'd pick it up, and he thought it was so funny. And then you have things in your family that you, like, all say, and it comes back to one thing that happened. You just repeat it all the time.
Yeah, yes. I don't remember any of them right now, but they pretty much all come from kids.
Yeah, one of ours is, this is gonna be so funny. he had it, and he was like, he pranked us, and then he was gonna go upstairs and do my grandparents, and he was like, this is gonna be so funny. And we say that all the time now.
How old is he?
He was really little, probably like 6.
Oh, little kids are so cute.
I know.
This is gonna be so funny.
But the thing is, even though he's done it 10 times and obviously shown you guys 10 times, he still, like, thinks he can get away with it.
He was so cute.
He was cute.
He was precious.
Now he's, like, angsty teen.
Now he's, like, an adult almost.
Almost.
In August, he'll be a legal adult.
Ew.
Jeez.
Isn't that gross?
Yeah, it is. Is he a senior?
This is his dating profile. He's almost an adult.
Ew.
He says, this is going to be so funny.
Before he pranks you.
And he only has one prank. Check him out. His number is 555-555.
You know he's not on any social media?
5555.
Except Discord.
That is so creepy.
I know.
That's creepy. Well, my ex went crazy and was like, everything's spying on you. We got rid of all social media. And he got rid of Discord, too. Their privacy policy isn't great. And started using Steam, like, as a voice client or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that's what serial killers do.
I know, just he's saying. Effing insane. Well, you know, that's what my sister said. Is like, honestly, like, he seems so irrational at times. I was afraid maybe, like, one day he would just randomly kill you.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't know about that. But that's what wives and kids always think. Is like, it's not going to happen anymore.
It's not going to happen to me.
That's why you got to be like me and think it's always going to happen.
Just always be prepared.
Always be prepared.
I don't know.
To be almost murdered.
I'm kind of paranoid, but I'm really morbid. Definitely morbid.
Yeah. Not morbid enough to wear a skeleton hand on your shirt.
Oh my god.
But that's cause I'm paranoid that people are gonna judge me though. I guess my paranoia ultimately, but like, okay, today I was thinking about that saying, like, you can choose your friends but can't choose your family or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's BS. If your family is like trying to force you to do stuff because like they're your family, or if they're just crappy people, like, go find other people you can consider your family. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, I guess technically you can't choose whose blood is in you, but... And I was like, well, I guess you could choose whose blood is in you. You could add somebody's blood.
You could.
Yeah.
You know, my dad's vibes just weren't right, so I got a new dad.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, just get a different father figure. Right. Let them be your family. Whatever. You might...
That was a joke. I have my regular dad.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So I'm morbid because I was literally thinking about cutting open a person and drinking their blood.
Drinking it?
Yeah.
I thought you were thinking about, like, blood transfusion.
No, I'm talking... No, I told you I'm morbid. Like, I was like, well, I guess you could choose whose blood is in you because you could...
You're just watching too much Vampire Diaries.
I definitely don't watch, really any vampire type stuff. I'm just morbid. Vampire I'm talking dies. About cutting open somebody and drinking, like, the most realistic way you can do it as a real human. I wasn't thinking of, I'm a vampire and you could drink some. I was like, no, you freaking cut someone open and drink their blood.
I still feel gross. Like it would be more of a blood running through your veins situation if you got a transfusion.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't going that. It was
because if you just drink it, you're just gonna digest it.
Yeah, I mean, you're not gonna have it forever, sure.
You're gonna poop it out.
Yeah. But if you put it in intravenously, it's going to be in you. Just saying. Or you just, like, slice them open and take their kidney and put it where your kidney is.
Yeah. For no reason.
Anyway.
That's a waste.
All right. Well,
gross.
For this bonus episode, we're going to have Shirley tell us a story.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry if it sucks. I'm going to try my best.
That's okay.
Okay, so this is a story, actually, of me when I was angsty.
Angsty teen.
I was super angsty.
Weren't we all?
Yeah, that's true. So, I went to the same school as Faye and Casey till I was 14. Then I transferred schools and graduated from the other school and all that. Mm-hmm. So, this is when I was 16.
Okay.
Yes. So, there was this boy at school. You guys, don't judge me. I was 16. Yes, it was kind of psycho. But I was 16. I'm not like this. I'm mature. Okay.
I think we have all done some crazy psycho shit about a boy.
Not me.
Except for her.
Except for Faye.
Okay. Most of us, all the other people in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Boys are gross.
Yeah. I feel that way right now anyway.
Boys are gross. I know. I live with them.
Ugh. Oh, ew. Gosh, like, so... in reality, gross, yes.
Yes. If I have to remind you to brush your teeth, that's it.
Ew. Ew. Ew.
Stop it. Stop bullying me. God, Faye.
Faye's facial expressions are it, though.
Oh, God.
Don't give it to me.
Give it to Fuji.
Yeah, give it to Fuji. There we go.
This sweater is so good, I can't.
So fashionista.
Fashionable. Okay. Anyway, 16.
Okay, so I was 16. There was this boy. I was, like, in love with him, but obviously, mm-hmm. you know, as an adult, I realized. But yeah. at the yeah. time, I was like, I am in love with this boy.
Yeah.
So he dated me, like, 3 times for a day, then was awkward with me for, like, a month, then would flirt with me for, like, a few weeks or whatever, and then would date me and break up with me.
For a day?
Yeah, he would date me for, like, a day, maybe a week. One time we dated, quotes, and we dated and texted, like, that night, and then, like, he ignored me for, like, 2 days, and then, like, broke up with me, like, the next time he saw me.
That's weird.
It was weird.
Okay.
Yeah, it was I, like, really liked this kid. Okay, anyway.
Yeah.
Like, he broke up with me, and then I went to school, like, on medication that, like, effed me up,
mm-hmm.
because I didn't want to see him, because I was, like, in love with him, and he broke up with me again.
Oh, so you, like, got fucked up before school because you didn't want to be sober?
Yes.
That's sad.
And that's so, like, well, actually, I kind of did that twice in my life, but that was one of the 2 whole times.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was actually when we went to school together. Anyway, I was in math class with Christina at the time, even. Anyway,
no, I was there.
What were you on?
I was there, too. It was on 420. You, like, propelled yourself at a wall.
Did I?
Yes, you did.
I think that was over a boy, too, actually.
I don't know.
Yikes.
But I know we had to try to, like, explain that you were just, like... I think we told the teacher, Mrs. Sitko, that you were, like, on medication and had, like, a bad reaction to it or something.
Wow.
And she was just like...
In math class? Yeah. You were in our math class?
Yes.
I'm so sorry. The whole thing is really
fuzzy.
She didn't
even know you switched schools, so you're fine.
That's true. I didn't even know Faye didn't graduate with us. You could hold a gun to my head and be like, we're all the friends you've known your whole life in your graduating class? And I'd be like, yeah. Every single one of them.
I mean, I guess literally in the last couple of weeks of episodes that came out, one of them anyway,
mm-hmm.
you said that you didn't know how we met, so that's fair too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I like, remember certain things, but most things I forget.
I mean, I feel like overall I'm pretty bad, but yeah, I don't know. I'm good enough.
So what were you on?
But I remember
Ambien,
every single thing.
Actually, I think both times was Ambien.
Really? I hate Ambien.
I remember every single thing I tell my husband he needs to do, though.
Yes. Yes, that's the important shit that you need to remember.
So I could throw it back at his face, like, yes, I said it on November 22nd at 11:30 in the morning. Don't you fucking remember?
Yes. Completely valid.
I'm so annoying.
Completely valid.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's okay. So, okay, I was in love with this kid.
In love.
Yes. In love. Okay. So that happened, and I got suspended. Okay, so then we dated again after that time, actually.
Oh.
And then this new girl started at our school. It was a new semester, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And we are actually still really good friends. Anyway, so Jane started.
Uh-huh.
His name is John.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So Jane started, and I was so upset about this, but she asked me to take her to, it's band practice, the people who do the flags. Yes, she was in color guard at a different school, even though she transferred to our school.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me if I could drive her, and I said yes. So I drove her, and on the way, I was, like, upset about us having just broken up again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I just wish I could get him back. And she's like, well, you know, like, I could help you with that, because she wanted a friend at school.
So... You guys were gonna, John Tucker Must Die him?
Yeah, well, that's exactly, and we watched the movie and everything, and
we
used the quote, we were in gym.
Uh-huh.
Together with him.
Okay.
And I actually said, you're losing tone.
We need to watch that movie, like, tonight.
I've never seen it.
You've never seen John Tucker Must Die? No.
Okay, what time? It's 8:43.
Okay, maybe not tonight, but... One night.
Okay. Yeah, so we, like, said that,
mm-hmm.
and then, like, I accidentally called him the wrong name. So he used to always make fun of us when we were laughing or whatever,
mm-hmm.
so we purposely, like, pretend laughed mm-hmm. so that he would, make fun of us, and I was like, shut up, Josh, and he, like, was so upset I called him the wrong name.
Oh my god.
And then we had a nickname for him. We called...
You don't have to say it.
Keep okay. We going. Called him a nickname, and his friend, his best friend, had another nickname.
Okay, yeah.
And then he figured out that nickname, actually.
Yeah. And they always do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so then, like, one time he was like, yeah, this is blah, 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 blah. He said his nickname, and we're like, oh, he found out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, anyway. So, we totally messed with his head. Okay. We won, by the way. So, what Good. We did is made him fall in love with her. Mm-hmm. No joke. They went on a date to a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't fall in love with her, but we made
as
him...
As much as you could as a 16-year-old.
Yeah. I mean, not too crazy.
In, like, a date. Yeah.
They never, like, were boyfriend-girlfriend.
Yeah.
But they, like, went on the date or whatever. And then I was at the... They went to a movie. I was at the movie theater. I okay. was gonna be in the same movie, and I was like, if I literally walk up the hall, he's gonna see me. So I watched a different movie. I think I watched... like, a Monsters vs. Aliens or something. And this is when I worked at the movie theater.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. I remember that. The movie theater that was in the mall that has since been torn down and built into a new movie theater.
A new, better movie theater.
No, that's not the one I worked at, but...
I thought you worked at that one.
No, I worked at the IMAX theater, yeah.
I saw you one time there, but we weren't, like, talking at the time.
I could have sworn.
Just because we didn't really talk.
You could have held a gun to my head.
No.
Oh, jeez. I'm sorry.
It's okay. But yes, at least you knew I worked at a movie theater.
After you said it.
That's something.
I remembered. The wrong one.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. And then, like, he drove home, and I kind of drove behind them, and I was her ride back to her house.
Oh.
Yeah, so... Then it was the end of the school year, though, so we're like, well, we can't really mess with him because, and I think he graduated, so we're like, okay, we're just gonna tell him what we did.
Okay.
So we did, and he's like, oh, you, like, really got me.
Oh.
And he was, like, really into it, though. He's like, oh my gosh, you, like, totally got me. I totally, like, did not know that you guys were, like, trying to make me, like, fall for her, and, like,
yeah.
Even though he found out the nickname, like, somehow he's still, like... Like, when we told him, like, oh, yeah, I accidentally called you Josh or whatever, he, like, really did not know that any of it was on purpose. It was, yeah.
Maybe he hadn't seen the movie either.
Well, I highly doubt he saw the movie. He liked, like, death metal.
I don't think any boy has seen that movie unless a girl forced them to.
I think we saw that movie for my birthday, and that one guy, Kyle...
Oh my god. Fucking with that name. What did we used to call him though?
I don't remember.
Burnin' Zoni or something fucking.
Yes! Something like that.
Something fucking weird.
Yes.
Kyle Bukowski. I can't fucking remember. We made up some weird. Butsketti! That's
Butsketti!
It!
Butsketti! I don't know who that is. He was on our team. Oh.
I think he's in this picture.
He is in this picture. Well, he was there anyway.
He was there that night. He's not in that picture.
But he was there.
Kyle Butsketti.
Oh,
I forgot about him.
I had a crush on him.
Yeah, you had a crush on him. Christina,
I mean, obviously,
Christina had an adult crush on him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's a flat earther, though.
He was there. Ew. Is he really?
That's what Christina told me.
Shut up right now. What?
How is anyone a flat earther?
Like, legit.
Like, the people that go to the conventions is what confuses me the most. Because when you're in a plane, you can see that the earth is curved.
Yeah.
Like, you can see it. And a lot of them have to take planes to get to the flat earth convention. I'm like, How? How?
It's a conspiracy, man.
I guess the planes are, like, they have set movies
mm-hmm.
that, like, play in the window while you're in the plane. You're not even actually looking out the window.
Like, whenever you're at Orlando Studios and you're on the... Oh, thanks. That was a good catch, though. And you're on the train ride in between Orlando Studios and the... Adventure Park or whatever. You're on the Hogwarts train.
Oh.
And they have, like, LED screens as the windows, quote-unquote.
Oh, uh-huh.
And it's, like, you know, Fred and George, like, flying behind, beside you. Yeah. Like that.
I guess.
It's a lot of work to convince people that the Earth is not flat.
Yeah, if they already... Oh, my God. Okay, anyway.
Continue. What?
I was going to say, you can edit this out if you need to.
Oh, no, you're fine.
I was going to say, I guess drugs, like, can make you think a lot of things.
Oh, probably, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, anyway. Yeah, so the story. Okay, so we totally messed with him. And we told him, and he was like, oh, you got me good.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, like, that summer, we actually ended up, like, hanging out with him.
Yeah. And he was graduated?
He graduated, so that's kind of why we told him, is, like, we're like, well, one, it's summer, so that would be a two-month break, but two, also, it's a forever break, because he graduated, so.
Mm-hmm.
So we were hanging out with him, and then there was a situation where we were in a car with him, and we all got in the backseat, and we were kind of making out. But then I was like, this is BS. Like, I like this guy. I've liked this guy forever.
Yeah.
Why is my friend also, like, making out with this guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. At first, it kind of seemed fun, but then jealousy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then I got out of the car, got in the passenger seat, one of the front seats, and they were still, like, back there, and I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Must have been his car. Yeah, because of what happened next. So then, we drop my friend off, and then he goes, this is at night. And I say that because I think, like, it was, like, close to dawn when he was dropping me off. So, we were, and this is, I guess I was still 16. Whatever, it happened. So, we and him were just in the car alone, and I was just so ticked that that happened.
Yeah.
So, we're kind of in front of my house. And I'm like, I'm really, like, mad that that just happened. Like, what the heck? Like, and I was like, I just wish that, like, I could freaking, like, cut her or something. I'm so mad right now. And he goes, that's the hottest thing you've ever said to me. Yes. Ew. Yes.
Gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then I was like, you know, I'm in love with this kid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I necessarily, like, said anything else that night, but I think he told me, like, you know, that's so hot to me. So anyway, we met up again.
Yeah.
And then he kind of was talking like that, and I kind of was like, oh, but, yeah.
I mean, it was, like, cool back then to be, like, super fucking weird like that.
Yeah, it was.
Like, morbid and gross.
But it was all pretend.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, exactly. Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
So then he was, you know, saying, like, you know, oh, yeah, there's times that I wish I could do that or whatever. And I was kind of playing along with him because I loved him. And
because you were
there's
joking.
There's no justification.
Well, because we all joked about morbid shit like that all the time.
Yes.
There was one time I got sent to the counselor's office because Faye sent me passed me a note in our English class that said, like, don't die. Don't kill yourself or something. And we were, like, freshmen.
We got in so much trouble.
Yeah. So, like, whatever.
Yeah. So, yeah, the times.
Yes.
So then he tells me, like, one day, he's like, yeah, I, like, want to kill her. And I'm like, what?
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, like, you know, she really messed with me. Like, talking about how we messed with her. And, like, I kind of was, like, the ringleader of that.
Yeah.
I was the one fueling it because I was so mad at him for continuing to break up with me all these times.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, like, he didn't blame me at all. He, like, just put all of his, like...
Because she's the one that broke his heart or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. She's the one who pulled it off, I guess, ultimately getting him to have some sort of level of crush on her.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
So he's like, I really want to kill her. And I'm like, oh. Well, I think at first I was kind of like, oh, ha, ha, ha.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, one day he tells me, he's like, no, I, like, really want to kill her. And, like, if, like, you're in this now, basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, well, like, maybe that's not a good idea, though.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, like, you're gonna do this with me. And I was like, oh my gosh, he's, like, serious right now.
Whoa.
Yeah. And so then, like, but then he was like, well, I'm gonna do it with or without you. And I'm like, okay, well, just wait for me. Like, because I was trying to, like, make him not and delay him.
Mm-hmm.
So I just kept saying, like, just wait.
Mm-hmm.
And finally he's just like, no, like, I am doing this with or without you. And I was like, okay, this is so out of control. So I contacted the police and was like, hey, this
person.
And I had text messages and everything.
Uh-huh.
So I showed them to the police and they said, oh, this is just teenage drama. Yeah. I'm like, no. And, like, I understand the times, but at the same time, I'm like, no, you don't understand. This isn't teenage drama.
Yeah, this is somebody threatening to murder someone.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so then they're like, well, we'll go talk to him. And I'm like, no, you can't say this is teenage drama when it's serious and then go talk to him and tell him that I, like, gave you text messages of him wanting to kill this person.
What else would
they do? They should have taken the text messages and so, I guess at that point they had nothing to convict him. So what are you going to do, right? Yeah. But still, at the time I was upset. I guess Ulta. See, now that you're talking to me about this as an adult, I am, like, just now for the first time realizing that they really couldn't have done much off of some text messages.
Yeah.
Especially after all the stories you guys have told me. It's, like, hitting me now. Okay.
Okay.
Well, now that I've realized that. But whatever. At the time, I was super upset. Uh-huh. This person's going to kill my friend. Like, you guys need to do something here.
Yeah.
So then I, like, was like, oh my gosh, he's, like, going to do it tonight. If he, like, finds out that...
Oh, yeah. Like, he's provoked or whatever.
Yeah. So I, like, called him and was like, oh my gosh. Freaking, the principal took my phone, and he saw the text, and he contacted the police, and they're gonna come talk to you, but, you know, I explained to them.
Yeah.
That, you know, it wasn't serious, and we were just joking around. So, just, like, you know, tell them that, and, like, don't worry, they already know that, so you don't need to panic or anything.
Okay.
And so, luckily, that worked, I guess, and...
Did the police...
Yeah, they went to his house, and he was just like, oh, no, that was just a joke, whatever. And, like, yeah. So, yeah.
And then...
So then, I don't know, we talked a little bit longer. But then I was like, okay, I need to, like, be out of this. Because then he said to me, he's like, if you don't help me, I'm gonna kill you, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, I, like, need to get out of this. So, I fought with him over something stupid and then stopped talking to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, he still wants to kill her. Like... He's still gonna kill her. So then, like, I slept with a knife under my bed and prayed every night, please have him come for me first so that I can stop him from getting to her.
Oh my god.
Did you warn her?
Oh yeah, she knew everything. Okay. Yeah, she knew the whole time that he was, like, well, I don't know, I told her from the beginning that he was acting crazy and saying that stuff.
Yeah.
But then, like, once I realized he was serious, I definitely was like, hey.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if she had one of her parents' guns or what, but after I told the principal, they also talked to her parents and told them, because she was involved, obviously, after the text message thing. So, they knew, so, whatever. Yeah, so I literally prayed, like, God, please, like, let him come for me first, please.
Wow.
Yeah. No joke. That's actually scary. What made me become a Christian again.
Because
I legitimately was relying on God to make him come for me first.
Dear God, it's me, Shirley. Please
let me get murdered first.
Please let me get murdered.
Even if I got murdered, I was hoping I could at least stab him and he would obviously shoot me so we would both die was kind of my thought. It's like, we can both die. It's fine.
Geez.
Yeah, it was serious. Yeah. So then, one day I get to school. And I'm there, and I get called out of my class in the middle of first period. And they're like, so, we need you to come down to the police station, and we contacted your parents. And I'm like, what?
Holy shit.
And so, I hadn't talked to her yet that day. I hadn't seen her that morning. Oh. Not that we saw each other every day.
Yeah,
so it
but
wasn't,
you started freaking out.
I was like, oh my gosh, I know this has to do with this. So, my mom got me.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the police station.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go, do you know why you're here? I'm like, did he kill her? Yeah. I literally said that. Yeah. Like, and they're like, no, she's okay. She's already been here. So they had also taken her and interviewed her or whatever.
Okay.
So then they're like talking to me and I'm like, okay, you can't tell anybody this, right? Like, you're not going to tell anybody because, like, I'm going to die if you guys, like, hear what my point of view is. Okay. And then he finds out.
Okay.
And they play it off a very certain way, like... No, yeah, like, they don't say no because the answer is yes.
Yeah.
But they convince you that they're not going to
Well, yeah, they're
make it so he can know. Because they want a confession out of me. Confession. I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But they want to know the story.
Yeah.
So I told them, like, everything.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, okay, and asking for more details as I'm going. One of my favorite quotes from this, now I'm wishing we were, like, I had this, I have a police transcript that says what all of us said.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things I said in it, sorry, Jane, if you ever hear this, but we laugh about it all the time, so just sorry I'm saying it publicly.
What?
So one of the things I said was, because I was like, yeah, so they were kind of flirting, and then they were kissing, talking about the back of the car thing.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I was like, yeah, because she's a hoe.
That's official police record now.
It is! It's on there!
Sorry, Jane, you're a hoe.
Yeah, well, you know, in high school sometimes you get a little slutty, so...
I think everyone has a slutty phase. I don't know why I looked at you. I'm so sorry. You just happened to scan the room and look at me. Stop! God! Faye's gonna bully me forever now. Okay. So what did he do? Why did you guys get called there?
Right. Exactly. So that's where we're at. So that's, like... There's some other funny things that were said in the transcript, which is why I wish I had it. But
yeah.
I don't, so it's fine. One day maybe I'll bring it and just read a couple to you during hot gossip or something.
Sure.
Because it's pretty funny. Anyway, so then they're like, okay, we're done with your interview. And so then they bring me into a room because they still haven't told me exactly what happened, but I know my friend's alive, so it's kind of like whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sitting down and this officer puts this picture in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
It has a sawed-off shotgun, a handgun, a saw, rope, duct tape. It had, I don't know why this was in there, but it had a BB gun and the, like, orange part was painted black.
Uh-huh, to make it look like a real gun.
Yeah, but, yeah. Like, he had real guns, so I still don't completely, I guess the torturer, he had scalpels, like, medical grade scalpels.
Jeez.
Yeah, and I feel like there's probably another stuff. Maybe when I bring the police transcript,
And they had. Where did he have all that stuff?
Okay, so they. What happened?
Okay.
Okay. So he had been about to go kill her because he wanted to kill her.
Yeah.
And he went to his friend's house to basically say goodbye because he was going to commit murder-side where you kill someone and shoot yourself. And his friend convinced him to go to a mental hospital.
Oh.
So he did. He went to the mental hospital.
Uh-huh.
And he didn't say why he was there specifically, like what he was about to do.
Mm-hmm.
So his parents went and got his car from the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And when they opened up the trunk, they found these things.
Oh.
And I guess they decided to tell the police.
Wow.
And then the police confiscated it. And
that's going to be so tough for a parent to do.
Yeah, I mean, but...
Wait, why did he want to kill her? Just
because? Because of
the John Tucker thing.
Yeah, but, like, why not you?
Because he's probably crazy.
Because, like I told you, like, even though I was the mastermind, like, she pulled it off, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm still confused about how he didn't blame it on me specifically. I don't know. Maybe he did care about me to some extent.
Maybe he was going to kill you next.
No, he wasn't. I feel quite...
You don't know. You don't know.
He named another person that he had been thinking
about. So did you go to the police and be like, teenage drama, huh?
Okay, yeah, right. So we're getting there. So they show me the picture of the stuff that they confiscated, and I laughed. And the guy says, I don't think that this is very funny. And I said, you guys told me it was teenage drama. And I tried warning you, and now you're, like, coming to me asking for information when I tried contacting you before it got to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't really have anything to say. Yeah. I was like, what the heck? So then he wasn't going to kill me. But they were like, so obviously my friend was getting a restraining order. Obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really want to because even though like this guy was crazy and everything and like all of this stuff, I mean, I wasn't still in love with him, but there was still like that history. I don't know.
He's not going to jail?
No. Because he turned himself in before he tried anything. So he was in a mental hospital for, like, a week.
Mm.
And then they, like, let him go.
Mm.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't actually do anything.
Yeah, but isn't planned to do something still illegal?
I think they only get that on you if you actually do the thing, too.
Or try to, or... I don't know. I think if you actually... He committed himself to a hospital, even. I mean...
Yeah.
So, I don't... Whatever. So, the police officer, I wasn't going to do it. Because, also, I didn't feel like I needed to, because he wasn't planning on killing me.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. But then the officer was like, if you get one, he can't buy guns. If only she gets one, because me and him were in a romantic relationship at one point. They went on a date. It does not count as a romantic relationship. But if you get one against somebody and you're not in a romantic relationship, apparently they can still go get guns and whatever else. But if you were in a romantic relationship with somebody and you file a restraining order, they can't go buy guns.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, apparently. I found that out myself. So the police officer, like, convinced me, okay, you should get one because guns. And I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So I did. So we went to the restraining order hearing together, I think. I don't know if it was just back-to-back or, like, together. It seems weird to me to think that we would be in the exact same case or whatever. But he didn't show up, and so it was done. We had him. And, it was really scary. I really thought my friend was gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
It was a lot. And, we're still really good friends to this day, and I think that's part of that's, like, when you're legitimately willing to die for someone, thinking, like, I might actually die to save this person, because I was, like, pretty freaking convinced.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, it gives you a bond or something.
Wow. I think you saved her life.
Probably. Well, I might have started the thought by the whole, you know.
Yeah, that...
I might have planted this. But he was already crazy. He wanted to kill his cousin.
Yeah.
Before so he was already crazy, but her being... But who knows, maybe I ended up saving his cousin's life. Because he got this new target and I was...
Yeah.
I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
Hopefully. But my, like, friend... Jane said that she thought good things came out of it, which is part of the reason, like, I ended up being like, yeah, God's real, because this was going to end in death, and it didn't. But she said that she had been suicidal before that, but thinking she might die made her actually have a will to live. And then he got help, because obviously, like, mentally, so he got help, and then, you know, I became a Christian, so that's awesome. So she said...
Snaps for Shirley.
A step for myself, too. Yeah, this super crappy situation actually somehow turned out good.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
That's a really good, uplifting story.
Gosh. Sorry, that was... it really was a situation. That's 10 years ago. I'm gonna text my friend. 10 years ago.
My mom would be so mad if I was involved with the police for any reason.
She doesn't like the police.
She hates the police.
Well, I mean...
My mom would be so mad.
I just can't imagine being 16 and, like, having to go to the police station.
I mean, they weren't exactly happy, obviously.
Yeah.
I was 17 by that point, though. My birthday had happened.
Yeah.
So, but that's still...
Also, we probably have a different experience than you do, because we're white.
That's true.
So... Oh.
A gift!
OJ.
A gift.
Cute.
I'm gonna get one of you.
Kawaii.
All right. Well, that was a long bonus episode.
I'm so sorry.
Let's
end this because I have some questions that can't be asked on air.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys literally tomorrow.
Yay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.